CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. Improving weather conditions are expected to help fire crews in Southern California working the destructive wildfire in Malibu. Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The red flag warning from the National Weather Service will remain in effect until 2 p.m. today. And the entire fire area remains under threat as long as these red flag weather conditions persist.
CBS's Carter Evans is covering the story.
There are a handful of homes that have been lost, about 15 structures. And the good news right now, they've actually moved this up to 7% containment. So firefighters are making progress.
The man charged with the killing of the UnitedHealthcare CEO is still in a Pennsylvania lockup as New York pushes to have him extradited to face a murder charge. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
It still buys him 2 weeks that the judge gave the defense team to basically request the proper documentation. Beyond that, it's possible that the extradition warrant that comes from the governor of New York could supersede that.
Much like what followed the fall of Saddam Hussein in Iraq, Syrians are expressing their anger at their former regime. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The tomb of Bashar al-Assad's father has been torched in his hometown in Latakia province. Rebel fighters watched as it burned. Hafez al-Assad ruled Syria with an iron fist for 30 years. He and his son oversaw crackdowns that left tens of thousands of people dead. But the end of the family's rule has sparked fears of more instability. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the Middle East for his 12th visit since the war between Israel and Hamas began.
Here at home, a merger plan that was announced with great fanfare has now dissolved.
The proposed food link-up has certainly spoiled. Albertsons says it's ended its proposed $25 billion grocery store mega merger with Kroger and will sue the Cincinnati-based chain after the deal was blocked by two courts. Federal regulators had challenged the merger, saying it would lead to less grocery store competition, even higher food prices, and job cuts. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The government says consumer prices rose 2.7% last month over 1 year ago. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is a report that shows that the inflation rate is proving harder to come down towards that 2% target that the Fed wants as we get below the 3% level year over year.
Well, the NASDAQ on Wall Street today is trading above 20,000 for the first time today. It's up more than 340 points. The Dow is up 72. The S&P is up 56. This is CBS News.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel holiday gift guide at steelusa.com. That's STIHLUSA.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's Fire Station Number 4 now hosts Wisconsin's third Safe Haven Baby Box. That's an installation providing a secure and anonymous option for parents to surrender newborns. The temperature-controlled box has a detection system that ensures immediate care for infants. It marks an expansion of the state's safe surrender options. Temps will be dropping into single digits and wind chills going into the negative territory. It's all on tap for tomorrow. A quick warm-up is anticipated, bringing temperatures back to the 30s by Friday and 40 over the weekend. Warming centers will be running tomorrow in most communities. Racine police and U.S. Marshals are seeking a 36-year-old Racine man for attempted homicide and weapons charges. George Mitchell Jr. is wanted from an April incident. He has ties to Racine, Kenosha, and Northern Illinois, and he's considered armed and dangerous. His image is on the Racine police social media page. And Wilmot Mountain in Kenosha County is reopened. They'll be pumping out fake snow until the real stuff comes down. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, a bit of a shocker. Wisconsin could not keep up and lost to the Fighting Illini in Champaign, 86-80. Badgers head coach Greg Gard asked if he was surprised how well unranked Illinois played against them.
I think there's a lot of parity across the league. I don't know if there's a dominant team. I mean, I haven't seen them all exclusively, but there's a lot of really good teams, but we got a long ways to go.
The Badgers have now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks earned a trip to the NBA Cup semifinals and lost Las Vegas by beating the Orlando Magic at home 114-109. The Bucks will face either the Knicks or the Hawks Saturday in the tournament. NFL, the Packers play the Seahawks Sunday night. Safety Zane Anderson on what they saw on film in their loss to the Lions in Detroit.
It's frustrating watching some of the film. Just there's some plays out there, just details of where we need to be. So there's some stuff to clean up, but it's 1 week at a time.
At safety Zane Anderson with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Blustery and becoming cold, with crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers. Accumulations should stay under an inch, but winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Grown-up gift list time on WRJN. Here's another keyword. This one could get you an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. Here's the word. Elf. E-L-F. Now that you have the word, what do you do with it? If you don't already know, you enter that into your Civic Media app on your smartphone. Don't have the app? Download it from civicmedia.us or wrjn.com. Either one of those will get you the app. Once it's on your phone, put the word ELF, E-L-F, into the spot provided, and you could win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. And if you win that, you're qualified for other great prizes, too. It's the Grown-Up Gift List on WRJN. The keyword, well, you just missed it, but I'll give it to you again on WRJN. ELF, E-L-F. Enter that into your Civic Media app on your smartphone, and you could win a nice prize, Chula Vista Resort overnight stay. But you have until 2 o'clock. That's the deadline to get it to us.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I
Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on a dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. spend my life with you. Miss same scene, baby. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need.
Timeless hits and the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. I'm Dan Marcus. Funny how that works out. High school basketball is back and a big matchup this Friday. Burlington and Union Grove. Pregame starts at 6:30, tip off at 7 o'clock, only on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massinellis says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Thank you very much.
Return,
or is that Mooch? That's the king. This would be Andy Williams. Hop on board his sleigh ride. Christmas classics on WRJN.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our life. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather.
WRJN.
Fabulous Hits, WRJN, Billy Joe Royal, down in the boondocks, otherwise known as Berwyn. It's Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me today. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Let's go right away to the WRJN Radio Park newsroom for this update from Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll be a weather roller coaster for temperatures this week. Temps will be plummeting to single digits tomorrow and potentially reaching the teens with wind chills dropping into the negative territory. A quick warm-up is expected with temperatures back to the 30s by Friday and back near 40 over the weekend. There could be a rain-snow mix Friday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Those needing help with the coming cold can call 211 for more information about warming centers. The image of a wanted Racine man is up online. Racine police and U.S. Marshals are asking people to look at the pictures of 36-year-old George Mitchell Jr. He's wanted for attempted homicide and multiple weapons charges stemming from an incident in Racine back in April. Mitchell has ties to Racine, Kenosha, and Northern Illinois, and he is considered armed and dangerous. And following a fire at a Kenosha assisted living facility, a donation drive has been launched. Frontita Azalea Place had a fire in their attic Friday night. They've got a donation drive going to help displaced residents. The sprinkler system in that facility did limit the damage Friday night. The need in this donation drive is for clothing, personal care items, and electronics. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Blustery and becoming cold. Crashing temperatures all throughout the day and scattered snow showers. Accumulations should stay under an inch, but winds will whip up to 30 miles per hour, creating wind chills that'll feel more like 10 to 20 below. And the cold has a grip on us tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Thank you. We're still the one.
And I wouldn't switch.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
News, timeless hits, and songs from the British invasion, like this one from the Hollies, WRJN.
Bus stop wet day, she's there, I say, reshare my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella.
See ya.
his timeless hits. Tucson, Arizona's favorite daughter, Linda Ronstadt, with the rest of the Stone Ponies. Out of Manchester, England, Davy Jones singing lead for the Monkees, WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
I just might have
timeless hits, great Christmas classics, and Paul Harvey, too. He's heard twice a day on WRJN, 725 with Don Rosen, every single weekday morning. And again, Monday through Friday at 12:05, that's noon 05, in other words, here on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Day number 7 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Von Hassel Jewelers, designing and crafting custom certified jewelry in downtown Racine for over 20 years. This holiday season, say I love you with a gift that sparkles with meaning. Save big on a stunning necklace, engagement ring, anniversary piece, or other one-of-a-kind fine jewelry. Perfect for that special someone. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $400 gift certificate for just $200. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. For some reason, and I don't know why exactly, people thought this band was from the Bayou country of Louisiana. They were from San Diego.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I want to know, have you ever seen rain? I want to know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. And downs, and there you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Without you in my life, everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. You and nobody else. Stop
stays on my mind. Will you keep me thirsty for another cup of wine? I got it bad for you, girl, but I don't need a cure. I'll just stay addicted and hope I can endure all the good love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.